we stand on it. First of all, Christmas Angels, we coordinate with the other people in town to make sure we don't double dip or duplicate any of the people who are asking for help this Christmas time. And I do say that it's asking for help this Christmas time. It's not. There are a lot of people who need help for buying Christmas presents for their children. They need a lot of the people that we deal with on ours have jobs. They just don't have a lot of money. And so we try to help to the extent that we can. This year, we bit off a pretty good chunk of kids. We have 600 children in our Christmas list that we would like to buy Christmas presents for.
Okay.
We've gone through and we've coordinated with the other agencies in town, like I said, to make sure that they're not duplicates. And we also have caseworkers who are assigned to each one of these people. And so we can confirm situations and the number of kids and all that kind of stuff. I think it's about as clean a fundraiser as you would ever want to have. And that's kind of what we're doing. You can pick up Angels that have the little paper angel things that have the names of the children and gifts that they would like for Christmas at any of the Blue Baker locations, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and browse the list and drop us has a little form there that you fill out, and when we get your form, we take them off the list. And you go buy the presents, wrap the presents, and either bring them back to Blue Baker or bring them up to us, and we start giving them away after December the 12th. So we have about 2 weeks left to buy presents and get presents back for 600 children. One of the options is to write us a check.
Mm-hmm.
We 100% of all the money that you give goes to buy toys. The radio station pays for all the administrative costs, pays any hourly employees that are working with us on it, buys all the wrapping paper, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just don't have time, you can contribute either online, or we can pick up a check from you, or you can mail us a check or drop a check by, either one, and just make it out to Christmas Angels, and we will send shoppers out and about to buy those gifts for you. Yesterday, I was checking, and we've had about 100 of the 600 angels adopted, so that's going well.
Mm-hmm.
Our financial contributions are running a little bit behind, and the purpose of the financial contributions is not just to make it easier for you to give to this program without having to walk up and down a store aisle with a basket. But it's also, we kind of use it to fill in. Sometimes people will buy for different children in a family. And, one of the kids might have a bicycle and an electronic game, and another one might have a bunch of stuff, and the other one has a T-shirt. So what we do is sometimes we'll use the money that people give us to kind of balance things out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some angels don't get adopted. Every year we have about 5 or 10 that don't, so we use the money for that. And, we buy presents for kids. And
yes.
So if you tell us that you'd like us to buy gifts for 5 or 6 or 10 angels, we tell you what the average amount is, and we'll take a check for that amount and go out and buy presents. We, as you can imagine, we employ a lot of young college women at our station,
sweetie.
So shopping is not a problem.
No, they're more than happy.
We say everyone here who would like to go shopping, raise your hand, and most of them spit the bid out right then and go running.
Yep,
so it's quite an operation. 600 children. That's a lot of toys.
Wow,
that's a lot of bicycles. I think this year our need is for 160, 170 bicycles.
Mm.
We had a guy brought us 8 of them yesterday.
Oh,
just
great.
Brought that's 8 of the youth bicycles up to us here at the station. Adam Knight enjoyed it because he's in charge of bicycle assembly.
Yeah.
I bought him a gift last night.
Did you?
He said last year his muscles gained about 2 inches from pumping up air into tires, and so I bought him his very own air compressor last
night. Oh, awesome. Outstanding. Yeah, I like that.
I know, and gosh, I got to go buy tools and toys. It was wonderful.
That is good. That's what it's all about. That is
so
for sure.
So how we're doing, to cover every aspect of this
that you
would ever want to know.
I think we're on to that, and we'll be talking to Allie next week, and she'll be keeping us up to date on a kind of a daily basis.
We did 10 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Plus sold a lot of cookies, yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's great.
As we were broadcasting live at the university location of Blue Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Good. Well, that's just the remote you did 10?
Yep.
Okay, so that's probably, we probably had another 20 or 30 that were picked up as well then.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, 600 kids, a lot of work to do, we keep an eye on it for you, and we thank everybody for helping us in the past, and hope you'll see fit to perhaps help us again in the future.